pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. All right, in the last few episodes, I kind of touched on having good credit and being in debt. More of being in bad debt opposed to good debt. And I kind of been touching on that lately, just due to the amount of people just hanging out with some of my business owner friends. And we go out and, you know, have some, you know, networking time. And, you know, being guys, you ask each other, oh, what you do for a living? And, you know, some guys say they own a roofing company, some guys own a landscaping company, car detailing. And then, you know, me owning Sturgis Credit Repair, I help people improve their credit scores, or if they have zero credit, I teach them how to build their credit correctly and cheaply without getting in debt with personal loans and all that nonsense. You know, and then people with bad credit, you know, I help them hopefully try and get those removed sooner than waiting 7 years for that crap to fall off, and they can go and buy a home or go and invest in real estate and things like that. So a lot of people hear that I own a credit repair service, especially if they never really heard credit repair or understand what it does. You know, a lot of people just think it's, you know, sending a letter or something like that. It's way more complex than that. But that's a topic for maybe a previous episode I made. You guys can go check out what we do here at Sturgis Credit Repair. But a lot of people are like, oh, you one of those credit people. Man, I hate credit. Credit is stupid. You know, the best credit score to have is a zero credit score, which means zero debt. You know, you have a zero credit score, you're in zero debt. And, you know, part of me are like, man, you know, a lot of people really look down on credit these days. And, you know, which is understandable, because if you go back, none of us was really taught much about credit. You know, we went to school, we didn't learn much about finance, we didn't learn nothing about taxes. I mean, to this day, I don't even know how to file my own taxes. I pay my CPA to do it. I have no interest in learning anything about tax filing. I'm just not interested in it. So I just hand off all of my stuff to my guy every year, and he does it for me. And, you know, I just go on about my way, and it makes my life easier hiring a service, because I just don't have time or care or have any interest in doing it myself. But going back to being in no debt versus having a good credit score. Okay. Like I said in the previous episode, yes, debt and credit goes hand in hand, but it's two completely different things. Now, obviously, if you are in zero debt, clearly you may have a zero credit score, because your debt is what reports to the credit bureaus. And if you don't have any debt payments or debt history, you have no credit history. That's just how that works. Now, for people that have a 800 credit score, two things with that. Having an 800 credit score does not mean, you know, you have, you're very successful or you're rich. It just means you're disciplined enough to pay back what you borrow. What if you, because you can take two people with an 800 credit score and they live in two completely different lifestyles. Now, I may explain the type of lifestyle we focus on, our main audience, versus the bad lifestyle people. Okay, so let's take a person that financed a bunch of cars just to impress themselves. They financed $80,000 vehicles just to look rich on Instagram. They finance their vacations. They finance clothes that they wear. You know, they go to these clothing stores and they don't have the money for it, and they just financed it on a store credit card. And look, they made every single payment on time because they have a good job. You know, they work in a plant, they're an engineer, they're whatever. However, their lifestyle sucks. What if this person has $0 in their savings account and they financed everything? You know, however, they never missed a payment because they never got laid off. They've gotten a raise every year and they were able to keep up with their payments. that just means this person here has good payment history and he's in a ton of debt. Okay. Now, if you're in a ton of credit card debt, you're not going to have an 800 because credit card debt ruins your credit by utilization reporting. I'm just strictly talking about loans, installment accounts with this person here, you know, so he can have a good credit score and just have debt to, you know, top of his head and he have $0 left over at the end of the month. That's, you know, that's one type. Now, person B, which is who Sturgis Credit Repair market to, people that want to use their credit to, you know, improve their lifestyle, improve their net worth, maybe get rich quicker, because there's multiple ways to improve your net worth. You know, you can save up for years and years and years of investing and things like that, and you can buy real estate cash, you can invest in stock markets cash and things like that, but there's multiple ways. You don't have to do things one way. Because if you're investing with anything, a risk is associated with it. If anyone is telling you they have a risk-free investing method, run far away, because there's no such thing as risk-free investing. So regardless if you're dumping your cash into something, it can become a risk. Or if you use your credit to achieve those investments faster versus financing it, and taking a little bit of profit, you know, here and there, or getting money in return sooner, of course that's a risk, you know. So however way you look at investing or improving your lifestyle, everything in life is a risk. Me owning a business is a risk, which has nothing to do with, let's just say I was a, I don't know, I went around working for myself, I don't know, owning a nail salon, you know, which has nothing to do with credit. And, you know, I work for myself and it's my job to spend $5,000 a month in social media ads or billboards or TV marketing. That $5,000 a month is a risk. I'm risking $60,000 a year in hopes that this marketing campaign brings me back clients. You know, that's a risk and it has zero credit involved. I'm paying $5,000 a month cash, no credit cards, no loans, just cash money, opposed to putting it in my savings account or, you know, putting in something that maybe some other type of investing thing, S&P 500 or index fund or something that makes money, or, you know, guaranteed to make money, however way you want to word it. Investing in marketing, owning a business is a risk. So that's what I mean. If you're trying to start a business, or you're in business, or you want to invest in real estate, or you want to invest in some type of funds or something like that, and you're like, oh, well, having good credit means, you know, it's a risk that you may lose it all. You should just run far away from investing, because investing itself means it is a risk. It is not guaranteed. If everything with investing worked, everyone would be rich. You have to be educated on what you invest in. You should invest in something that you don't have no idea what you're investing in, because that's the dumbest risk ever. So people that use credit to finance their first real estate property, a fourplex, a multi-unit property, you know, they finance it, they move in one building or one room and they rent the other four out. Fourplex. So it's, you're living in one, you got three left. So right there, you have probably two tenants that's paying the rent, and then the fourth one or the third one in the fourth unit is pretty much your profit, you know. And then you keep doing that, you keep doing that, you save until you can get to the point where you can pay it off. And right there, you have made profit on an investment using credit much sooner than what you would have if you saved up probably double the amount of years and you can finally buy that first piece of property there. So that's the clientele that we market with Sturgis Credit Repair. We don't market to people that want to fix their credit just so they can go get in bad debt. We help people start a business and, you know, use a credit card with 0% interest to pay for some of the marketing up front, you know, teach people how to have a business plan. So before you start using credit, you probably already have the money to pay the card off. You just want to use the credit as leverage to see if the return is more than what you use credit for. And then, you know, at that point it's almost free because it pays for itself and you already kept your cash safe and not touched it, you know? So, by you being in, or I guess by you having good credit does not necessarily mean you're in debt, because look at me, you know, I have a mortgage that I'm still working on paying off, but let's just take the mortgage out of it. If I didn't have a mortgage, I would still have perfect credit because I use my credit cards every single month to pay for business expenses, using it whenever I already have the money to pay for it. However, I make thousands of dollars extra per year on 2-3% cash back because I have a ton of business expenses, you know, mailing documents every single month, paying for marketing and things. It's just crazy. But I make thousands of dollars per month with the money that I will already use to pay for my business expenses. So, you know, let's just say my expenses for the month is $10,000. I already have that $10,000 I will pay out of my business checking or out of my business debit account. I just swipe it real or spend it real quick on the credit card, and before the due date, go ahead and use the money I had and pay it off. Zero risk and zero debt. I pay $0 in interest, and right now I'm in zero credit card debt by the due date because I'm disciplined. So that goes to show you, you don't really need debt to have good credit, you know. So it kind of goes hand in hand, and yes, it is two different things. I mean, yes, you can have good credit and be in debt to the top of your hat here, or you can have good credit but your credit is making you money. So it's two things when it comes to having good credit. But just to answer the topic in this episode, does having good credit mean you're in a ton of debt or you're in bad debt? The answer is no. It's all about your lifestyle. It's all about how you use credit. And that's all for this episode. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.